Hi there, this is Seth Juarez with another installment of Azure Friday with a special guest. Tell us who you are and what you do, my friend.
Thanks, Seth. I'm Richard. I'm a program manager on the Azure CDN product team.
Fantastic. And what are we talking about today?
Today, we're talking about the new provider for Azure CDN, which is Akamai.
Fantastic. So let's back up and let's talk about what CDN is and why we should be using it.
Right. So CDN is a great way to scale whatever website, storage, or any other file sharing that you want to do. Traditionally, if you have only a single server, it's going to be in a single location, say US West. Mm-hmm. And when you have users in China, Europe, anywhere else trying to access your file, it's going to be really slow because it's going to have to go all the way back to your server. So what a CDN does, which is a content distribution network, by the way, is it has this whole network of servers, points of presence all over the world, which is going to cache your files, making things a lot quicker.
Fantastic. Well, let's talk about the service itself, and then let's talk also about sort of the new things that we've got. So I hear you got a demo.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm going to show you how to create an endpoint on the new Akamai provider.
Fantastic. And by the way, what was it that we had before versus what we have now?
Previously, Azure CDN was only on the Verizon CDN network, okay. And now we've added Akamai as well, which means we can have offer to our customers the two largest CDN providers in the world.
Fantastic. All right, let's get into it.
So I've logged into the Azure portal, and I'm going to create a new CDN profile. I'm going to go to New, select Media and CDN, go to CDN, and give it a name. I'll probably just call it Azure Fridays.
Okay.
Choose a location to store your CDN profile, and then a resource group. I'm going to use an existing one that I've created. We could also use a new one. And the pricing tier. So you'll see that there's two different providers, Verizon and Akamai.
I see.
As well as two different tiers, premium and standard.
Okay.
The premium tier for Akamai will be coming at a later time.
Okay.
So for this demo, I'm going to choose the standard Akamai. Use the, you can change your subscription as well, and then go ahead and create. So now it's going to go off and create the CDN profile. If you've created profiles before, like I have, you can find them by going down into Browse and into CDN Profiles.
Got it. And so the CDN, what it's doing, is it? Do we have to do anything once we set it up, or do we have to point it to our website? How does this actually work?
Yeah, so after you create a profile, you get to add an endpoint. And I'm actually going to show you how to do that right now because the profile is finished creating.
Fantastic.
So I have a Azure storage container with image put up on it, and I want to get that onto my CDN endpoint.
I see.
I'm going to click on Azure Fridays, which we just created, and choose to create a new endpoint. So I'm going to give it a name, which is going to be the first part of the domain, just going to be Azure Fridays. And because we already have an integration with other Azure services, when I create, when I choose the origin type, in this case storage, it's actually going to give me a list of all the storage accounts that I have on my subscription.
Can we go to the origin type drop-down box again to see the other kinds of things? Maybe you can sort of give us a description of each of these things are.
Yeah, sure. So we have integration with three different Azure services currently: storage, cloud service, and web app.
Got it.
Custom origin means it gives you the option to select any origin hostname. So it could even be an external origin that's not an Azure endpoint.
Nice. And in this case, we're actually going to be pointing to some kind of blob image, is what you were saying.
Exactly. In this case, I'm going to choose the blob folder, which I've created on there. And you can choose the different protocols you want to allow. So while that's creating, I'm going to show you the storage account that I've created.
Okay.
There's a link on here, and you can see this is a link to a Azure storage blob container, and there's a Azure Fridays.png on there. So now we pulled up the wonderful Azure Fridays banner logo straight from storage. So what's going to happen once the endpoint is created is there's nothing you have to do. You can just hit the new endpoint domain, and it's going to go grab the file from your storage and cache it on the edge.
Interesting. And when you do that from the edge, is it? Let's just say I'm in China and I'm accessing this.
Yep.
Is it going to actually distribute it over there for me as well, or how does that actually happen?
Yeah, there's going to be POPs or points of presence in China or in Asia where the file is going to be cached and then served to the actual end customer.
And all you have to do is you have to use the edge URL with the resource that you want, and then all of this sort of just magically happens.
Exactly. And if you have a custom domain, you can even set the CNAME to point to this Azure Fridays.azure Edge .net URL, and then your custom domain will directly go to here.
That's amazing. Yep. So, because to me, I've always understood CDN, but I've never understood how actually everything gets moved around, and you're saying that this service will move it around for you depending on where you're calling it from.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
Yep. So in this case, the endpoint is already done creating, and I click on it down here. And there's various different configurations that you can choose as well for compression, query string behavior, all sorts of stuff.
I see.
In this case, I'm going to kind of show you how we can pull the image from this endpoint. I'm going to copy that new URL and then give it the same path to that image that we used before. So in this case, we're now pulling that same image, but from the Akamai CDN Edge endpoint.
Fantastic. And depending on where you are, this is going to get pulled over, so it's going to be faster on subsequent calls.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Let's go back. There was a couple of other configurations that were really interesting that I thought I would ask you about.
Sure.
So you talked about, if you can scroll, where was it, about query string? There you go. So tell us about the compression and the query. Tell us about compression first. Let's start there.
Yeah, sure. So the Edge server, the CDN server, is capable of doing compression for you on certain files. So for example, if your origin doesn't support compression and it serves a text file or a CSS JavaScript file up to the Edge server is going to compress it before it sends it to your clients, which is going to be much more efficient.
That's amazing. All right, let's talk about query string caching behavior.
Sure. So there's various options in how a CDN can deal with query strings. Ignore query strings is sort of the most simple one, where it just doesn't do anything with the query string. It pretends it doesn't exist and then goes to grab whatever content it is from the URL without the query string.
I see.
There's also bypass query string as well as cache every unique URL. Cache every unique URL is going to use the query string as part of the key for looking up what your content is, while bypass caching is essentially not going to cache the request with query string.
I see. So if you have a query string and you put it in, what's going to happen is the CDN is going to have to go back to the origin and pull that.
Exactly.
Okay. And now you're saying it. Well, let's just say you have a query string that gets called a lot. Maybe you want to cache every unique URL so that way when they're using that query string, it's never going to have to go back, query your database or whatever.
Exactly. It's all about the design of your website and how you're using query strings. If you have, you know, a large number of query strings, you're going to kind of get every single one cached, and it's going to be not going to be very efficient because you have more files cached than you really need.
So one that I don't understand is bypass caching for query string. What's the difference between bypassing the caching and ignoring the query string?
So for ignoring the query string, it's still going to cache the file, but it's going to cache the first file you get with the query string.
Okay.
So with subsequent query strings, it's going to essentially ignore what that parameter says and just get the same file no matter what the query string is.
Got it. And bypass caching for query strings is going to always go back to the origin.
It's going to always go back to the origin.
Fantastic. This has been super helpful. All right, what else you got, bud?
So I'm going to show you, there's an existing Verizon one that I've created. I'm going to show you how you can easily copy all the configurations over onto an Akamai profile.
Got it.
So if you want to try out the Akamai one, you already used Verizon in the past, you want to see what the performance differences are like. So you can choose the right one for your service. This is an easy way to do it. So we've written a really easy script that does this for you.
Okay.
And when I run it, it's going to ask me for my endpoint name. So this is the endpoint name that I created for standard Verizon.
Okay.
It's called Channel 9 Rocks. And because I've already logged into my subscription, it's now searching through all my profiles. It's going to find the one for this endpoint, and it's going to copy it into a Akamai profile. So this script, if you choose an Akamai profile, it's going to copy it into the Verizon profile, and vice versa. So very useful. This is going to be on GitHub, and if you wanted to access it, you can go onto the URL aka.ms/cdncopyscript to take a look.
We'll make sure to put that in the show notes as well.
Yeah.
So this is really nice because you might be, for example, currently using a Verizon CDN and you're like, hey, I just want to use Akamai. And this allows you to easily switch between either or.
Exactly. So a lot of customers might just need a single provider. So this is an easy way to try out to see which one works better for your customers, depending on where in the world you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be slightly different. If you have, you know, a high critical uptime sort of business, you can run it with both providers and then put something like a Azure Traffic Manager in front of it.
I
that way you can easily fail over to one in case the other one goes down. And that kind of happens from time to time for, you know, a fiber cut during construction or specific weather patterns that, you know, turn off power to a region. So when those things happen, it's a really easy way to switch over from one to the other.
I see. So when you, for example, if you're calling cash and for there was someone cut the power line, which is completely unavoidable, when you hit that edge path, you're going to get a 404. Is that right?
Exactly.
And so this will allow you to sort of switch over to the next.
Well, actually, depending on you know, how large that area is, most likely it's going to get rerouted to the next nearest point of presence. It's going to be a little bit slower, but most likely you'll still be able to get that file.
Fantastic. Looks like it finished.
Yeah. So let's go take a look. I'm going to refresh. And by default, it's going to append standard Akamai or standard Verizon after the name. And there's our endpoint. I'm going to copy it, put it in the same path as before. And you can see now it's getting the file directly copied from the existing Verizon endpoint that I've created before the show.
This is fantastic. And so how do you know if these things are actually working or if you're having any problems? Is there a way to know?
Yeah, totally. So there's a great company called Sodexis, and they have a live dashboard of all the incidents and anomalies happening in the world. So there you go. You can kind of take a look. You see there's a lot of events happening. We can filter this down to just CDNs. And this is showing kind of all sorts of severity of incidents happening kind of in real time. If we filter this down to just the major incidents, you can see in the US alone, there's about 21 major incidents happening right now. And this can be stuff from latency or availability decreasing in this case from 26 milliseconds to 158 or stuff like that.
So what does this actually tell me and how does it help me sort of, what action do I take based upon these things?
Right. So if you sign up to their service, you're actually going to be able to do kind of a more advanced traffic management and choose the best performing CDN between the two to route your traffic to.
I see. So if you have a traffic manager and you notice that there's some outages going on in a specific area, you can reroute sort of the request to either a different CDN inside of Azure or what else?
Yeah, exactly. And that's sort of one of the services that they offer.
Fantastic. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
This was not very hard to set up either.
No, it's very quick.
Fantastic. So where can people go to find out more about this stuff?
You can go on to azure.microsoft.com, search for Azure CDN, and get all of our documentation.
Fantastic. This has been super helpful, my friend.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks so much for watching. This has been another episode of Azure Friday, learning about Azure CDN. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. Take care.